Welcome to the Orlando Holiday Guide podcast show, presented by Hugh Hattrick in association with It's Orlando Time Facebook page, trusted, acknowledged, and respected. Orlando Holiday Podcast Show with me, Hugh Hattrick, and my very special guest all the way from Orlando. It's John. Hello, John. How are you doing this morning?
I'm very well, Hugh. Thanks. Yeah, very well.
And you're on your second last day, about to head back all the way back across the Atlantic. But how has your holiday in Orlando been so far?
Yeah, it's been really, really good. We've had great fun, myself, my partner, and my daughter, who's 21, and two daughters and son. Let me get this right. 9, 7, and 4.
That's pretty good going.
My daughter's 21.
We've
had great fun. We've done all the parks around Orlando. We've done Magic Kingdom. And everything to do with Disney. And we've done all the Universals. Parks as well, so it's really good.
That's pretty good going, because it is an awful lot to do, isn't it, when you think you're there for 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. it's a lot to pack in. Have you found that you've just tried to space it out a wee bit as much as you can, or is it pretty much all in every day?
What we did was, before we came over, we scheduled it, so I had it planned which days we were going to do which parks, and we also, importantly, we gave ourselves a couple of rest days. Now, when I say rest days, they were water parks. We did the Typhoon Lagoon at Disney, and we did Volcano Bay at Universal. But we took them as rest days, and we just kind of got to the parks, you know, if and when we woke up. Just kind of used them just to relax a bit more. We had one day, actually, where we knew we were quite well on with the parks, that we had an actual day in the villa. We had a morning in the villa in the pool, and then in the afternoon, the apartment complex we're staying in, or the villa complex we're staying in, has its own water park, so we went there as well.
Excellent.
So it was good. Recharge the batteries a little bit for the next game days.
The kids get so excited when they see, as soon as you enter that famous Walt Disney theme park, isn't it, they just go wild when they see they're finally there.
Kids and adults, yeah. Yeah.
So going right to adult. The...
No,
going
it right, was, Yeah,
I was saying from the very start. Did you go to, was it Sanford Airport, or were you arriving in Orlando?
Yes, we flew to Sanford. The flight with TUI was brilliant. It was really, really good. The stewardesses couldn't do enough for us. The time seemed to pass quite quickly. Obviously, the entertainment on board the flight was good. Aye. But then when we arrived at Sanford, we were flying premium. I'm reminded we were flying premium, so yeah, it was good. We arrived at Sanford. It was pretty straightforward. It took the queue at passport control was a little bit kind of took a little while. I think obviously they're very thorough with what they ask you. Yeah. It was like an interview, to be honest. But then we got through there, and then obviously you're met with the heat that you're not used to.
Aye.
And then, so we made our way to Alamo to get our car, and straight away they kind of offered us like an upgrade, which sounded great. Mm. It sounded great, but they wanted to charge us like $600, and I said, no, we'll stick with what we've originally planned, which was more than enough. I think it's something like a 7-seater people carrier or something, but it does the trick.
Yeah,
and then the only thing I would say is, this was one thing that kind of threw us a little bit. You know, we'd brought our own sat nav, which was great, but when we checked the address of the villas, the detail for the address wasn't enough for the sat nav, if that makes sense.
All right.
So we had a bit of a time finding the place, which was good because it gave me a bit of time to practice on the road.
I think a lot of people get that. It is quite tricky, even just getting on the right road out of the airport, depending where area of your villa. Mm-hmm. Are you in the Kissimmee area, or are you a bit further away?
Celebration, just out.
Oh, Celebration. Oh, that's not.
We're just off We're just off Highway 4 or Interstate 4 or whatever you call it. Yeah, so not far. So we eventually got to the villa, and to be honest, the villa is lovely. I mean, it's like, it's massive. It's absolutely massive. Encore at reunion, we are.
Yeah. Well, Encore, that's a really nice thing. That's a lovely bit.
Yeah, no, it's lovely.
Yeah, no, I think it's really good. I mean, I think that's why a lot of people prefer having a villa rather than a Disney hotel, because you've got a lot more space and time. And if you just want a day off to relax, you can just relax in your own pool, and you've got the bedrooms are big. You can sleep or whatever and just kind of have a quiet day. I certainly know the last time we had a villa, it was brilliant.
Yeah, I mean, certainly, with, like I say, my daughter, she's 21, and then you've got children. And Jude and I, it's you know, there's plenty of room. You know, the actual dining room table sits 12 people. So obviously the villa is designed for, you know, at least 12 people. You know,
yeah, which is good.
So it's good.
So have you had a different list of takeaways to try and get your kind of your them quite the Chinese takeaways and different things?
Yeah, well, to be honest, Chinese is the one thing that we really haven't had. So the first night we got here, we didn't get to the villa till about 8:30, 9 o'clock sort of time. So we just ordered from the resort restaurant. And it was pretty much have something to eat and get ourselves to bed. And luckily what happened was the kids, we were all up at 8 o'clock, 8:30 in the morning. So we were all ready for the parks, you know, which I was surprised at. I thought the first day might have been a bit of a lazy day, but no, we were in Magic Kingdom by lunchtime, which was good.
That's pretty good going.
As far as food's concerned, we've had quite a varied diet. We have had a McDonald's. We've had quite a few Mexicans. We went to a place called Golden Corral, I think.
Golden Corral. I saw the picture of that. Yes, that's one of my favourites.
Yeah, which is a bit like it's like an all-you-can-eat buffet kind of thing with American food, which was good. It let us kind of taste a few things, you know. I mean, probably we went to the Hard Rock Cafe in Disney. Is it Disney Springs?
Or is that
Universal?
Mm-hmm. I know it's really good.
The Hard Rock Cafe, the biggest one, really, really good. And we went to the T-Rex restaurant.
I've not been there.
That is in Disney Springs. Honestly, that for anyone with children that are into dinosaurs or anything like that, that's the place to go. The food was great. It's a dinosaur-themed restaurant. So you walk in, well, you see from the outside, but you walk in and it's like dinosaurs, and there's like a meteor shower goes on, and it's a proper themed restaurant. And I have to say, I don't know how many birthdays they put through there in a night, but everybody seems to be singing happy birthday every 30 seconds.
That is the thing.
But the food was good.
We went to a place, it's not maybe too far away from you actually, called the Aishaban restaurant. It's a kind of Japanese and Chinese, and it's just along from Celebration. It's near, I'm just trying to think where it's near. You'll see signs for it, but especially for an evening meal, it's fantastic. Good for the kids and for adults. And it's like the biggest, I've never seen a selection like it for Chinese and Japanese food and everything.
We got in the car and we drove to Clearwater Beach. Which is about an hour and 40 minutes away. There we were on the beach, and there was a little kind of cafe shack sort of thing called Sea Keys, and we had shrimp and bacon tacos.
Oh wow!
Never tasted anything as good as that. They were absolutely fantastic. So we probably put on about 3 stone each.
That's the thing. It's kind of quite hard to get used to the kind of, because in America the restaurants, it's like it's everything's sugared, or it's kind of either sweet or it's salty, isn't it? The food is quite
takes
a bit of getting used to.
We've eaten well, Hugh. We've certainly eaten well.
No, that's great. Yeah. So what would you say has been your highlight of your holiday? What's been the biggest?
Do you know what this sounds? From an adult point of view, I thought I really enjoyed Clearwater yesterday. I really enjoyed the beach yesterday. The beach is lovely. We spent a lot of time there, and the weather was good. We'd expected it to rain quite badly the last couple of days, but it's been okay so far. As far as the parks are concerned, I think probably say the Avatar ride is a definite. You have to do the Avatar ride.
Is that a Universal? Is that one at Universal?
It's Animal Kingdom. I think it's Animal Kingdom, Hugh.
Animal Kingdom, Avatar ride.
Yeah. The other ones that I really enjoyed, I enjoyed, was the two Harry Potter rides.
They
were good. The newest one, which is Hagrid's motorbike. Ride. I went on that myself. And that gets you heart racing, you know, especially if you're on the motorbike side of the ride. Mary has loved all the roller coasters. Yeah. Her and my daughter have been on pretty much any roller coaster that's there. they've done them all. I think the only one they didn't do was Incredible Hulk at Universal because she was too small. Splash Mountain and Everest Adventure. I mean, all of them. But we've had a great fun.
That's pretty good. Hello there. what was it like in terms of queues and crowds? Was it very busy? Did you have to wait a long time, or was it okay?
To be honest, up until I went on the Hagrid's motorbike, that queue was 2 hours, but I was in it myself. The kids were doing something else. But other than that, you probably find the biggest queue was probably about 40 minutes to an hour. For Disney, we had fast passes. So we fast passed quite a lot. this is Murray.
You've got Murray in the background there. He's determined to be in the video.
He was supposed to be in the video. So we had fast passes for Disney, but for Universal, it was queuing. But Universal, I think, do queues better than Disney. Universal, there's stuff going on while you're queuing, whereas Disney, it's just you're queuing, if that makes sense. There's things to see in Universal. So that was quite good. Now, another bit of advice I would give,
That's all right. You've got a monkey on the back there.
The only other thing I would say is, if you don't mind, I would make use of single rider queues.
We went to
the Star Wars Galaxy Edge. Mm-hmm. Now, I can't remember. I think that was in Hollywood Studios. Now, when we got to Star Wars, the queue for the Galaxy Edge, or Smuggler's Run, I think it's called, the Millennium Falcon one, right? I think the queue was 170 minutes.
Goodness.
Right? Now, I wasn't going to stand for 170 minutes, and neither were the guys. Yeah. I went on as a single rider, and I was on within 10 minutes.
Wow.
So it's almost the same as fast passing.
And all you do is you just turn up and then say that's it.
You just walk in on your own. And as it happened, I went on with my daughter. We just pretended not to speak to each other. And we ended up on the same ride, sitting next to each other. So it was, it works out. I would make use of the single rider thing as much as you can. The one that we found an issue with was when I did the Harry Potter motorbike one. They say they've got a single rider line, but single rider line is halfway into the main queue.
Right.
So you have to still queue, and then you get taken off. And then when I was on it, the single rider line was off.
Right.
So make use of that. Hold on a second.
I can pause it for a second. That's right.
Yeah. Right. We're back now.
There we are. Put it
down.
That's the thing. There you go. So that sounds like you've had a good fulfillment of different rides and made use of all the best ways to make it all happen, which is great.
I think what we did was we scheduled out the days we were going to be in the parks. Mm-hmm. We did a bit of kind of checking what rides we wanted to go on. In Disney, we fast passed what we could and what we wanted to. What I would say again, and just my own opinion is, I don't think there's any point in fast passing shows. Because you can always get to a show. And then I wasn't aware of this, but it was something that actually my brother had said to us before we came out, is if you fast pass three things with Disney, once you've done them all, you can fast pass another one.
All right.
So be conscious of that with your times. Yeah. So like if you don't have your last thing fast pass till say 7 o'clock at night, you know, you're going to be limited to what you can get on later on in the day.
Quite early on.
And then Yeah, so if you can get everything kind of scheduled done, then at least you've got like another fast pass. So you know, with all intents and purposes, you've got four. The other one is at this time of year, the parks are all doing Halloween nights.
Oh yes, of course.
So it may say that they're shutting at 8 o'clock, but they're actually shutting at 5 o'clock and 6 o'clock.
All right.
And you have to have special tickets to get into the Halloween times, which I think are quite expensive.
Yeah. So to watch out for that.
You know.
But.
And then the other thing is, the other thing, just for people that have not been before, is the parking at the parks. It's like, you know, it's like $25 a day. So make sure you budget for that.
Yes, because that's the only thing. I know with some resorts you can get a taxi into it, isn't it? Or they'll give you a shuttle.
Yeah,
straight there, but it depends. Are you going to be there at a certain time in the morning, and then obviously get back at a certain time of night?
We could have done that here, but then you lose the freedom as well.
It's
nice to leave the park and go somewhere else for something to eat, and we've got the car, so we're just using it, you know.
Aye. Well, it sounds like you've had a great time, and I hope you have a safe journey back home and enjoy the rest of your couple of days before you head back over at the Atlantic. And I'd like to say again, thanks very much for you're one of the first people to get a copy of my Orlando holiday guide. So I really appreciate that.
Yeah,
I hope it's coming useful.
We read it in preparation.
Oh, that's good. That's good.
You did.
Oh, that's great. Well, look, it's been fantastic to speak to you, and enjoy your last couple of nights there in Orlando. We'll put this out later on. But hold on the line there, and I'll quickly just finish off the show, and I'll speak to you in a wee second. But you've been listening to Patrick's Orlando Holiday Podcast Show. Thanks for listening and watching, and we'll speak to you soon. Bye-bye. If you're heading to Orlando this year, then you need Patrick's Orlando Holiday Guide. It's packed full of essential and crucial information to make sure you get the best from an Orlando holiday. You can get it on Kindle or iBooks, or have a copy posted out to you for just £5.50, including free delivery to UK residents. Visit hughhattrick.com now for your copy. And enjoy Orlando.